Hi, and welcome to The Raised Eyebrow, the writings, confessions, and opinions of an outspoken and confused Christian American cynic. I am your host, Dave McDowell, broadcasting here from the wonderful metropolis of Carleton, Michigan, of about 2,500 people just north of Monroe, Michigan, in the big county of Monroe, about halfway between Detroit and Toledo, in case you're wondering. A little bit about me, I'm 28 years old. I work for a major retailer in management. I am a Christian. I am unashamedly an evangelical Christian. I am unashamedly Baptist in regard to believer's baptism, unashamedly Reformed as I hold to the sovereignty of God in all things, and unashamedly charismatic as I believe that all of the gifts of the Spirit are available for our use today. Just graduated in January with my Bachelor of Arts degree in Christian thought. Guess that means I can think like a Christian. Actually, it's a broad theology degree, and I will be going probably for my Master's of Divinity degree, most likely at Ashland Theological Seminary in Ashland, Ohio. That's my first choice of schools right now, anyway. If you look at my blog, I posted something today which I thought was really cool off of the TheologicallyCorrect.com website. Really awesome thing when a writer there is talking about how he was going off on artists, recording artists like Mace and R. Kelly, who call themselves Christians, but will not kind of go up to the or hold themselves to the standard that Christians have held themselves off. He starts off by saying, quote, "I recently caused a bit of stink, don't I always, when a friend of mine posted on a discussion board that I frequent regarding her experience at a Benny Hinn crusade, after some other folks on the board noted that Hinn had been exposed as a fraud on Dateline a few years ago. I chimed in with Hinn's history of false prophecy and false teaching and provided a link to his 2000 prophecy that Jesus would physically appear with him during his crusade in Nairobi, Kenya. As in times past, I got an eyeful via email, accusing me of being divisive, stuck on quote-unquote head knowledge and not being concerned about people, lack of compassion, and a few other things. I told the person I wrote back to that I wondered if they read their Bible regarding what the scriptures say our responsibility is when folks preach false doctrine." And I think that that's a very important point that he makes there, is the guys like Mace and R. Kelly who come out and say that they're Christians. I mean, if you're publicly professing that you are a Christian, you ought to be held accountable to Scripture and to the things of God, of the things that we believe a Christian should be doing. And, you know, it's really sad, you know, when you have guys like that that they don't want to be held to that accountability. He goes on, he talks about the issue in Matthew, I'm sorry, is it Matthew? Yeah, Matthew 7:1. Thought it was. You know, a lot of people quote this "judge not that ye be not judged" verse as if the Bible condemns judging, but he says, quote, "the other half of Matthew 7:1 reads like this, for in the same way as you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." And that's, by the way, the New International Version. And my guy here says, point blank, he says, what Jesus is telling us here in this very hilarious word picture is that we are to judge with righteous judgment. It isn't that we shouldn't judge. Understand that. It's that we are to judge with righteous judgment. We can't be hypocritical about what we're judging about. And we can't hold somebody to a standard that we ourselves are not being willing to be held to. So as a result, of course, I'm a little cynical about people that say, well, you shouldn't judge. Well, you should judge. The Bible says you are to judge. You can be cynical all you want. You could call me a cynic. I call myself one. But that's just basically what it is. For The Raised Eyebrow, my name is Dave McDowell. Check me out, www.davemcdowell.blogspot.com. Always feel free to email me, davemcdowell@charter.net. We'll see you next time.